All day today, we are celebrating Leap Day babies. It's a big birthday. 1-800-330-9999. You can call anytime throughout the day. Yolanda, you had a big one. You're celebrating your sweet 16.
I had it Saturday. I said, if I live to be 64, I'm doing my sweet 16, and that's just what I did.
In real life, quote unquote, it's your 64th birthday, so it would make it your sweet 16. So what did you do to celebrate your sweet 16?
So I threw a big sweet 16 bash. I got the dress. I got the couples. We went down the aisle. It was great. You know how when you're 16, your father changes your shoes to heels?
Right.
Well, since I'm 64, actually, I changed it to a walker and an old lady suit.
Nice.
Okay,
right.
From 16 to going downhill.
All right. Well, Yolanda, you enjoy your for real birthday this year.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
Calling all Leap Day birthday babies. Here's your chance to shine. It's Leap Day. 1-800-330-9999. Debbie, happy birthday.
When you actually get one, don't mess with the day.
You know what, Debbie, I think you can already answer my question here, is that I think that there's a little bit of resentment in your voice that there has not been a birthday every year for you on a specific date. Is that true?
When I was little, my parents made a big deal out of it.
Oh, they did.
So it was called my birthday week.
Nice.
So it was kind of like Hanukkah versus Christmas birthday. But as you get older, you don't get that anymore.
You kind of get brushed aside.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
But no. I've got to say, it's like super cool. Like everybody else, like probably both of you, you get one every year. Big deal. I have to wait 4 years for mine, and then it's a really big deal.
It's a rager.
So what's the plan to celebrate this big monumental year?
Well, this year I'm going to Sing Rum Runners. So, like, I won't be embarrassed if a lot of my friends don't show up, so I can be there in a crowd and pretend that they're all my friends.
Oh.
It's brilliant. Really.
Rum Runners, Anna. Have you ever been out and partied with the guys from Rum Runners?
No, I can't say that I have.
Oh, well, they throw them back.
So, yeah. I've hung out with them a few times, but don't tell my husband.
Right.
Okay.
No, we won't.
No, yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll keep it quiet.
Debbie, do you feel that there's extra pressure on you when it's an actual leap year because you feel like you have to celebrate more than you normally would every other year?
Oh, yeah. So it's like the Woodstock or the New Year's Eve of birthdays?
I love it. That is such a great analogy. Absolutely.
Okay, so there is some pressure.
No, it's huge. But I usually, I bring it home. You know what? I'm good. I'm good this year.
Right, when the pressure's on. Diamonds are dust, is what they say there, Deb. And you, my dear, are a party diamond.
No, I am. And I've got an outfit, thigh-high boots. I'm turning 60 for, well, 15.
Right, 15,
yeah, right.
Not 60.
15. Thigh-high boots, though.
Thigh-high boots.
Maybe inappropriate
thigh-high
for a teenager.
Oh, no. I will be drinking, even though I'm only 15.
Oh, I believe you.
There will be drinking. Yes.
Do you have a group of friends that are all leap year babies? Do you have people that you've connected with that are also leap year birthday people?
Support group?
Yeah. Like your posse, your entourage.
Support group. Now that's funny. Hi. My name is Debbie, and I was born on leap year.
And I'm a leap year baby. Right. Hi, Debbie. No, so you don't have a leap year posse?
No, I do. There is a group on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I don't really dig into that too much.
Yeah, well, I'm on the Facebook group right now because the minute you said that, I was like, oh, I need to go check
that
out.
Yeah, you need to get in this, but you're not joining, pal.
No, I'm just looking.
No, the admin will reject you.
They call themselves Leaplings.
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 Yeah, nice.
Wow. Well, Debbie, you have the world's best birthday, and we'll celebrate it again in 4 years.
Yay. I'll be the one in the thigh-high boots.
I know, the teenager. Right.
This Facebook page is amazing. They call themselves Leapers, Leaplings. They talk about the therapy that they need for being a leap year birthday.
Told you they were kind of brushed aside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyann wrote on this page, most people don't notice that every leap year is also a Summer Olympic and USA president election. Makes it easier for non-leapers to remember. Oh, that's a good thing to remember.
I mean, they're begging for our attention in this regard. Begging for our attention. That made me sadder.
Well, we're calling all Leap Day babies. You want your shot to celebrate big this year? We'd love to have you on the air. You can call 1-800-330-9999. Calling all Leap Day birthday babies. Here's your chance to shine. It's Leap Day. 1-800-330-9999.
Anna, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
great. Long time.
I know. How is everything?
It's good.
Yeah, that's my co-host Raven over there.
What's going on
there, Raven? How are you?
Good, man. Great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us today on Leap Day, which I know must be an incredibly busy time for you as a Leap Day baby.
Tell me about it. It is.
Yeah.
Everybody actually seems to remember this one day, so it's exciting.
Full disclosure, Eric, mm-hmm. we grew up together. Tina, one of our mutual friends, when she heard I was looking for Leap Day babies to talk to.
Tracked him down.
Yeah, no, she was like, Eric, remember Eric? He's Leap Day baby. She's like, yeah. Just text him. I'm like, all right. Okay.
So, Eric, what are you doing today right after the parade? Because, I mean, it is a full day here.
I usually go away for my leap year birthday. However, I just had a toddler, so newborn, and I started a new job, so I can't go away. But I will be, you know, taking it later on in the month, pretty much early March.
You know what? I want to ask a serious
Great
question
idea.
Because I always like to travel on my birthday as well. A lot of people don't make a big deal out of my birthday, so maybe I go away to make my own big deal.
You should.
So I don't have to stare it in the face. Is that the way you feel, Eric? That, you know, the just
it
sadness
is.
Has stared you in the face your whole life?
Tell me about it. It's just like, you know, I don't know when to celebrate it, the 28th or the 1st. So now I celebrate it both days.
He spun out. See, Anna, all this time your friend was suffering and you didn't even know.
No idea.
No idea.
Clue. Well, congratulations on the baby. That's awesome.
Thank you. Beautiful baby girl.
Oh, that's great. All right. So what else are you going to do to celebrate since you're going to be home? I mean, you're going to go travel in
a
little bit.
So just going out, hanging out tomorrow night with the family, just intimate dinner, going to a local restaurant, and going out with friends and family on Saturday night.
That sounds perfect.
So, I mean, again, so the date's been rescheduled because poor Eric, he's got a weird birthday and nobody else.
A weird birthday and yeah. It falls on it and I started a new job, so I can't take it off, unfortunately, but mm-hmm. I'll be celebrating in spirit.
As a proud dad, Eric, what would you do if you knew that your daughter was going to be born on Leap Day? Would you celebrate it or you'd be like, nope, we're doing it the day before or we're doing it the day after?
I'll tell my wife, Kelly, to hold on as much
that's,
as possible.
That's it. Right. See?
So she won't be tortured as I have.
See? Very revealing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Eric. I'm sorry that Anna plastered all those things on the inside of your locker or duct taped your butt cheeks together and said, Mr. Leap Year Birthday.
I'm just glad to actually be getting some gifts tomorrow. So.
Wait, you do not get
excited.
Gifts?
That's it.
Do not
His
get
family
gifts?
Didn't even give him gifts.
Your parents didn't give you gifts?
My family growing up, see, I have no birthday, so I don't get a gift. But they were just pulling my chain.
Yeah, like, you know what? Funny. We've got to save a little bit this year. The Christmas tree is going to be a little bit smaller. And Eric, oh, by the way, it's one of those times. No birthday for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well, I hope you get a lot of gifts.
No, I will. I've already started receiving them and getting the calls yesterday because just as I've been confused growing up, so have been my friends. They don't know if I should, you know, celebrate it, you know, the 28th or the 1st.
Right.
So I hear from most people on both days.
You know, yeah. Because if they put it in their iPhone or whatever for a reminder and they only put it on your actual date, they would never call you.
And they would never remember.
Oh, my
exactly.
gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And Facebook only caught on recently the last birthday because then, you know, when it first came out, it went from 28 to the 1st. So then technically, I never even got a birthday.
Right.
So I'm glad Meta finally caught on.
Yeah, Zuckerberg wouldn't even give him a page.
No.
He was like, liar.
Exactly.
Right,
they even forgot about my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Eric. Thank you for taking the time to talk to
so
us.
Thank you so much. Take care, guys.
Well, we're calling all Leap Day babies. You want your shot to celebrate big this year? We'd love to have you on the air. You can call 1-800-330-9999. Jackie, is it your birthday today?
How are you? It is my birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Jackie. Spanking
machine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what does it feel like to have a Leap Day birthday?
Absolutely love it. I absolutely love it.
You never felt like you got cheated?
Nope. I mean, I celebrate for myself every year, but this is like an extra celebration, and I just love it. And everybody, of course, knows my birthday's on the 29th because you can't miss it.
So, Jackie, how old are you today?
I am 15 years old.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
next year you can drive. It's been a lot to look forward to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I hope
I'm
you have a great
drinking
party
tonight. So.
All right, you go out
Thank
and you celebrate
very much.
Big. Happy birthday, Jackie.
Hey, Rich, it's your birthday today, huh?
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's the
I'm
number?
The big 10 today.
Oh, you're wow. 10 years old. Wow.
10 years old. That's a big one.
Yeah, that is a big one.
Yeah, two hands now.
Is there a big party tonight or tomorrow?
probably tomorrow.
See, they still won't even do it on his
it
regular day.
Leap year babies. It doesn't matter. Your birthday gets celebrated throughout the entire week. Oh. No one knows when to celebrate.
Wow.
Rich, one last question. Number one reason why it's great to have a birthday on leap day.
It feels great, you know, to celebrate the one day out of the year that no one else has.
Calling all Leap Day birthday babies. It's your turn to shine. 1-800-330-9999. Lynn, are you ready to have the best birthday ever? Because you only get to do it every 4 years.
I am.
Yeah.
Lynn, it's time to get rowdy now.
Was it weird growing up having a leap year birthday?
A little bit. In my earlier years, it was hard.
Did your parents not throw birthday parties for you when it was, the earlier years? I mean, how did that work?
Well, no. It was unusual because everybody was like, well, how are you 4 years old when you're really this age? And, it was just something I had to get used to, and it was fun, but.
So you had to explain it to basically everybody around you so that they wouldn't be a dunce.
Yes. Some kids would pick on you, call you the 4-year-old, things like that. Some kids were like, wow, that's strange. How do you manage to celebrate your birthday?
It's funny that we live in a world where the bullying is so terrible that people will get bullied for their birthday.
Yeah.
It's something you have no control over
whatsoever.
When you're born. Yes.
Right. Yeah, and when you're a kid, you're like, exactly. You're upset about it. Has it ever worked in your favor, Lynn? That's the thing that I want to know is, has there ever been a time in your life that you were like, oh, wait a minute, this leap year thing is an advantage and I'm about to take over the world with this advantage?
Absolutely. It's an advantage. You're forever young.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like the Jay-Z song.
Or, didn't somebody else sing it too from a long time ago?
But Jay-Z's the one that I really like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Lynn? We hope you have the greatest birthday ever, and we'll celebrate again in 4 years.
Until then?
Yep.
No cupcakes for you.
Thank you.
Hey, Kim.
Hi.
Hi. Are you ready to party like it's your birthday? It's your big birthday.
Oh, yeah, sure. Of course. Every 4 years is a big deal.
Yep.
You know, the year that I have a birthday is a great thing, but on the years that I don't have a birthday, I celebrate even more, I think, because I celebrate on the 28th, and I celebrate on the 1st, and then I celebrate any day that I say is my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, you're not the first one to tell us this, right?
It's like a thing.
So, you're not going home for like 3 days. You're basically, you're just out there in the world for 3-4 days going crazy.
I look at it as like, I'm like having a leap year birthday makes it more original and more special than anybody else because everybody remembers your birthday.
It's true.
I have kids that have come back years later, like when they're in their 30s and come back and wish me a happy birthday. It's one of those things that everybody remembers. Today I was walking down the hallway and one teacher said, oh, she goes, we were talking about something and you were like the big conversation because they were like, wasn't our STEM teacher, isn't her birthday on leap year? So I feel like it makes it more special because everybody remembers your birthday.
I agree 100%.
You agree. But on the other hand, there's years where other people are just like, I forgot because they didn't know what day to actually celebrate it.
When do people text you on your birthday? You know how you get like all your friends that text you on your birthday? What day do they text? The day before or the day after?
Or Facebook reminders, both. Anything.
No, both. They'll celebrate on both. And then sometimes text me twice.
It must be Kim because you're very loved because everyone we talked to did not say that. So I think,
Right.
Kim, we hope you have the greatest birthday ever. Happy birthday. And we'll talk to you in 4 years again.
Okay.
Leap year-er.
Thank you.
Celebrating all the Leap Day birthdays today. Sarah, is there a birthday girl here?
Hey, yay. Yes it is. How are you?
Good.
Today you're going to party like it was 4 years ago?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, yes. Yeah, big 8 years old, yes.
So how old are you turning in Leap Year baby terms this year?
42 is 30.
So then I'll be 32 in regular years.
You are in prime party time right now.
But, I am, exactly. Yeah, well, how many 8-year-olds can say they can go out and party,
Just tell me, do you have like a leap year posse, an entourage, other people that have leap year birthdays and you guys get together like in secret meetings or something like that?
I wouldn't say they're secret meetings, but I do have my best friend and I are actually planning on going to dinner next weekend. She'll be in town. She's a leap year girl too.
What?
And then my old boss. Yeah, my old boss is a leap year baby as well.
See,
so
that?
Yes, I know quite a couple of them.
The leap year Avengers.
Right.
I knew this was a thing.
Exactly.
You're the leap year mutants, the X-Men.
Wait.
Yes,
when you made friends with
it.
That person, was it because you were both leap year babies, or did you just find out afterwards?
Yeah.
Like you were sitting there and you're like, "Are we best friends?" And you were like, "Do you have a leap day birthday?" And they were like, "Yup."
Yeah, yes. Which came first?
Yep. I'm pretty sure the birthday part came first, and we were born in the same hospital even. I mean, we were born in the same town and everything,
see
but
that.
In the same hospital. She's just a little bit older than I am, so yeah, it was just meant to be. She's my best friend, so.
Wow.
I know the name of the hospital. It was the X-Men hospital.
Yeah.
It's clearly the X-Men hospital. It was owned by Marvel, is all I'm saying.
That's
all
amazing.
Right?
That would be awesome.
Oh, we were, you know, I don't know how it is that we met. We were born in the same hospital. We've been best friends our entire lives. And we both can fly, turn invisible,
oh
and
gosh,
we have a leap year birthday.
That's hilarious.
You're blowing up my spot.
Well, Sarah, we hope you have the best birthday ever. And thank you for
so
being
much.
A leap link.
Remember me if I'm ever like on a train and it's about to derail or something
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. I'll call
in.
The squad. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Another leap day birthday. Diane.
I have so many questions, if it's okay.
Okay.
Like, what do they write on your license for your birthday?
What? February 29th, right?
No. Yeah, February 29th. Yep.
So it still says that, but nobody ever questions, you know, how old you are when you pull that thing out.
No. Only people that understand leap year, which, you know, I realized a lot of people don't know what leap year is.
Right. Right. How many times have you had to have the leap year birthday conversation with somebody at a convenience store?
Oh, you're born on leap year, you know. And I always get the question, when do you celebrate?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you celebrate on the 28th or you celebrate on the 1st? So I said, well, I consider myself a moon child, so I start on the 28th and I end on the 1st with the celebration.
She goes on a bender. Right, so that means
yeah.
that this year you're going to party for 3 days. Is that what I just got from
right?
you? Wow.
When you were in first grade, you know how they used to have the big calendars with the big blocks on the numbers? And everybody used to turn the page and say, oh, there's my birthday.
Mm.
And I remember as a child running home to my mother saying, I never was born because they could never find the 29th on. It was so confusing as a child, but I'm enjoying it now that I'm getting into my golden years, you know.
What a difference in child rearing and schools and educational systems, where nowadays you can go in and tell them any name that you might want to be called, and they're obligated to call you that and respect your feelings on it. But you, back in the day, you just didn't get a birthday.
No.
You weren't born.
It was like 1964, and your teacher was like, I'm sorry, you don't get a birthday.
Right. Leap year stupid. Wow.
Well, glad that you're celebrating big this year. And I mean, the one
thank
thing it does
so
is
much.
It makes you special. So happy birthday.
I know. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm so flattered. I love you guys.